and a happy Monday to all Hank fans and family that celebrate.
It's why we love today.
Because every day is special in its own right. Yes, you are. 21st day of the fourth month of 2025 has arrived. 111 in, 254 left to go. 2 weeks and we'll be Cinco de Mayo-ing it.
Sight.
There you go. 20 days until Mother's Day.
Aww.
Today on this Monday, it's otherwise known as Catch Our Breath Day. That's unofficial.
Oh, yeah.
That was a heck of a weekend, man.
Yeah, I'm going to need a moment.
Woo. So I'll go out to Larry Joe Taylor Fest and just chill. Yeah, right. National Chocolate Covered Cashews Day.
Man, you had me until
specific.
The cashews.
That's very specific.
Yeah.
That is a soft nut, the cashew.
Yeah, I like that. I prefer the almond.
We like the hard nut. What?
It's a tough nut.
We got National Chickpea Day.
Which are, those are garbanzo beans, are they not?
It's neither a chick nor a pea.
Mm-hmm. But still suffers eggflation. It's for everyone.
Will it fly?
Boy, that'd be gross.
It's just, yeah.
Sounds great. Bulldogs are beautiful day.
Aww.
I love that.
And slimy.
Always wanted one because I'm pretty sure it would bark in an English accent. And I would just call it Winston Churchill. Bye.
Nana Kim has a bulldog. His name is Manny. He's very old. He's quite the gentleman.
Ah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Kindergarten day.
It's the best year of life.
Yay.
Once that is like all downhill after that. I'm sorry.
It is, it's keep off the grass day.
Ah. Can I speak with JB?
I have not been accosted by the by the lady.
Hey, get off my lawn!
In quite some time.
Really? But did you walk on our lawn?
Nope.
Or is it an easement?
Nope.
I've got questions.
I guess she won. It's National Dimple Day.
I don't have the dimples.
I don't believe I do either.
Mm.
And it's Boston Marathon Day. On this date in history, speaking of, over there, I think it was in Boston. I don't know where it was. But it was 1789, John Adams sworn in as the first U.S. vice president.
Just like J.D. Vance.
I think that's back in the day when the runner-up would become the vice president.
Ooh, and then they'd have to work together. Look at that.
Yeah, because we need more drama. We need more drama. On this date, 1952, it was Secretary's Day initially, and it was first celebrated. Administrative Professionals Day, though, will be Wednesday of this week. So mark your calendars accordingly. On this date, 1981, friend of the show, Weird Al Yankovic, makes his national appearance. And the world was never the same.
Aww.
On this date, 1986, in front of the world, Geraldo famously opened Al Capone's vault on live television. And spoiler alert, didn't find a thing.
But he still had his mustache. And isn't that what really matters?
On this date, it was commemorated over the weekend, 1995. The Oklahoma City bombing, and it was on this date in 95 they caught Timothy McVeigh. And sadly, on this date in 2018, we lost the great Vern Troyer. He's a cool dude. Oddly, would be at radio stations a lot. Many me. Happy 45th today. We got Tones Romes. Tony Romo is 45 today.
He's so pretty.
Actor James McAvoy, Star Trek, I believe, 46. Rob Riggle, still don't think he's funny, 55.
I don't know who that is.
Robert Smith of The Cure is 66 today.
He's got very big hair.
And I'm sure he's not very happy about it. Texan Andy McDowell is 67.
Lover.
Tony Danza is 74.
74?
Mona. Angela.
Think you'll ever get with Angela? Iggy Pop is 78. And I have the note here that Queen Elizabeth II would have been 99.
Dang it.
It was a bit of a downer of a one. Why we love her. Hey, about that weather, it's coming back.
It's next. You and me with KB and Heather Lee.